back here on the stand-up bass from Cornelius, North Carolina, Mr. Greg Redlin. And now we're going to feature our single dude on the song. Maybe he'll play this song with extra anchovies. You never know. Mr. John Tier. Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Dave.
So I won't bore you with my misgivings and troubles with my dating life like I usually do. Please don't feel sorry for me. It's a tough world out there. I'd like to instead focus the attention on maybe some things that we've done recently as a band. We just got back from Norway a few weeks, maybe a month ago now. We went to celebrate. We've collaborated with a good friend of ours, Jonas Fjeld, over there since 2005, and done a couple records with him. Those records went gold, had a chance to go to the Norwegian Grammys. All these great things have happened over there in the land of ice and snow, and it's been a blast. So it was great to finally reconnect with him, celebrate his 60th birthday with him, play this huge party with all these legends of Norway while we were there. And it was basically like a mirror image of all the heroes here that we have, or like the Last Waltz. There was the Bob Dylan of Norway, and his name is Ola Paus. And he sings like Bob Dylan, only in Norwegian. He looks like him, and he's like, but he's prolific. He's amazing. He'll take the headlines of a newspaper, sit down, and write an entire record right there. Very fast, and just a beautiful person, wonderful personality, and just a great musician. And they're making a stamp with his picture on it soon, so you know he's a big deal. And there was a few other guys. There was like a Neil Young of Norway over there, and there was Keith Richards of Norway. All these guys had the same facial complexion, the same attitude. It was pretty cool. But they were Norwegian, so we couldn't understand a word they said. And that's okay. It's easier to talk to girls that way. Because I can say anything. I want to. So anyway, we had a blast, but what I meant to say is while we were over there, we had the chance to record an album with these two Norwegian girls, and hopefully that'll come out sometime next fall or whatever, but it was a lot of fun, and we're grateful to have the opportunity to do that, and so hopefully maybe your ears will come across that at some point. But this is a tune I wrote many years ago. Getting choked up thinking about it. This girl named Paige, she kind of broke my heart. Not really. I just went on a great date with her, and then after the date, I never heard from her again. But I did, was inspired and composed this piece. So thank you, Paige, wherever you're at. This is called Paige, and I'll do my best.